This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show live, final segment here with David Knight. There was a story which went up a couple of days ago. FBI chief, citizens should be deeply skeptical of government. Americans should be deeply skeptical of government power, says FBI Director James Comey, adding that law enforcement should be able to access someone's telephone only with a court order. Now, this is the guy who, back during the initial NSA surveillance scandal back in January 2006, when, of course, it came out in the New York Times that the Bush administration was overseeing a lot of these programs, he put a block in place which prevented the NSA from really hammering down on the full, complete panopticon surveillance of the American people. So he's been an individual who has set himself against surveillance since as far back as 2006, and now he's saying that Americans should be deeply skeptical of government. Of course, under the DHS's definitions, that probably makes him a terrorist. Remember the 2011 study, university study funded by the DHS, which said, quote, liberty lovers were in league with terrorists. Well, now the FBI director is voicing similar rhetoric. But David Knight, his point about surveillance as it relates to the iPhone, to cell phones in general, you say that he's contradicting himself.
Yeah, I think people should be deeply skeptical of his statements linking himself with the founders. I hope he's sincere about that. But then he goes on to say that he has a real problem with what Apple and Google are doing. He says, if you're going to block that, that's like creating a car with a trunk that I can never open, even if I get a court order. Now, he's saying that for this to be done legally, people need to go to a judge and get a court order to show what they want to search for. And, of course, we all know that. We also all know that the government hasn't done that for a very long time. And nothing has been done to the people who have violated that law. So, as FBI director, I would ask him, if you're going to tell us that we have a constitution in place that is checks and balances that prohibits this, then where are you when we have government officials violating their oath to the Constitution and searching without warrants? If he wants to start enforcing that, then we can talk about the rest of this stuff. But quite frankly, when the government disobeys the law, I think we should be deeply skeptical of somebody who starts quoting the Founding Fathers and doesn't do anything to enforce the Constitution. The way this is going to go, Paul, is that what we're seeing, if it even works, I'm not sure at this point, I'm deeply distrustful of the technology companies as well, but if Apple and Google's strategy really is secure, they're doing that as a PR stunt because they have to sell their products internationally. And internationally, people don't want the United States government looking at them either. However, the internet service providers and the cell phone providers that are here in this country, they are captive to the government. They're dependent on the government for their entire business. They have to do everything the government tells them to do. Even if your phone is secure, the minute you're sending or receiving information to your internet service provider or your cell phone company, the government has a jack right there at that point. They're going to intercept it. They're going to store it at that point. So a lot of this is a smokescreen. But if he wants to talk about courts, let's talk about the FISA court. The FISA court was set up to stop the NSA from spying on American citizens, and yet it's not a court by any means. This is nothing more than a star chamber of proceedings where you have one judge and one person from the government telling the judge what they want. He rubber stamps it. There's no adversarial argument made from the other people. The other side, there is no jury. There's nothing. Just a single judge and a government official coming in and saying, I want you to do this. And he says, in almost all cases, yes. I don't know if there's any cases they have a record where they were turned down. The FISA court gives them anything that they want, any way that they want to surveil the American people.
And again, it's, you know, whether people still care about surveillance, you know, if you've got nothing to hide, well, you know, give me your email password, give me the access to your bank account. They tend to get very reticent to hand over that information if you phrase it in that way, and yet they're quite happy to have the convenience of the iPhone and give away all their secrets to NSA surveillance, which is a subject we're going to cover with Wayne Madsen after the break. Stay tuned, Infowars.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So the Alex Jones Show live with me, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to go to your calls for Wayne Madsen at the bottom of the hour, 1-800-259-9231. But we're joined by Wayne Madsen, of course, NSA whistleblower and investigative journalist to discuss ISIS and a whole host more. Wayne Madsen, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to be with you, Paul.
Thanks for being here. First off, I mean, we're going to get into ISIS soon. I wanted to get your quick take. I don't know how closely you've been following it on the Ebola outbreak, of course, because we've had this botched response from the CDC, it seems, the first two cases there in Dallas. Do you think that this is merely incompetence on behalf of the public health authorities, or are we seeing some kind of deliberate malfeasance?
Well, I just returned from a conference in Tehran last week, and of course, Tehran, in my mind, was going to be a great place to find out all about ISIL or ISIS or whatever you want to call this group. But I actually discovered some things about Ebola while I was there, which I didn't think I would in that particular venue. First of all, one of my colleagues, Dr. Randy Short, produced a patent for the Ebola virus from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. It was patented a few years ago, has a barcode on it. It's a government document. That was a little bit surprising, but what was even more surprising is when I took a tour through the former torture chambers of the dreaded Shah's secret police, the SAVAK, and discovered that the head of that particular unit, a guy named Parvez Sabati, has been living here in the United States for over 30 years in Orlando, operating a business out of a P.O. box and out of private residences. And his daughter, who serves on his board for one of these companies that doesn't have a real address, it turns out that she was responsible at Harvard. She's a Harvard biologist for mapping the Ebola virus from an animal gene pool to the human gene pool. Now, you know, you put the patent together with that kind of information. You know, here's somebody whose father was a brutal torturer, and you have to wonder what is behind this sudden outbreak of Ebola, which we had an outbreak in Zaire. It's actually called the Zaire Ebola virus some years ago, but it was eradicated in Zaire, now Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo. How come it all of a sudden appears in these three West African countries that have been rife with civil wars and coup d'etats brought about mostly by countries that are after their natural resources, gold, diamonds, and iron. And of course, Israel figures very big in that operation. They've been responsible for an attempt to overthrow the government of Guinea, and they were involved in supplying both sides in the very bloody civil wars in both Liberia and Sierra Leone. I'm very suspicious about Ebola, and especially where we saw the outbreak in the hot zones right now in those three countries.
Let's turn to ISIS then, because over the weekend we had ISIS almost taking the town of Kobani in Syria. They're making advances in western Baghdad. I mean, the U.S. offensive against ISIS, the airstrikes, only seem to have bolstered ISIS. Now they're expanding their spread throughout the region. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, and, you know, who is this ISIS? I spoke to Islamic scholars in Tehran who said this group has no absolutely nothing to do with Islam. It has a lot to do, of course, with Saudi Arabia, which practices a very heretical form of Islam known as Wahhabism. They, on the other hand, look at any other Islamic sect, whether Shia, Sufis, or even other Sunni sects as apostates and heretics. But this Wahhabist sect was born out of the British Foreign Office and during the Ottoman reign. It's not real Islam. And then you look at ISIL, you look at the fact that there's 12,000 foreign mercenaries from 81 different countries, including the United States, Canada, and many in Western Europe, who have no affiliation through marriage or family or anything with Islam. And you have to wonder, what is ISIL? Is this actually the implementation of something known as the Yenon Plan, formulated in 1982 by an Israeli journalist named Oded Yenon, which talked about breaking apart the other Arab countries surrounding Israel into warring factions? And that's exactly what we're seeing today in Syria and Iraq. And look who's been promoting these rebels, neocons like John McCain and the other neocons in the State Department, the same people who brought about the total destruction of Iraq as a nation. That's who's behind ISIL. And then you look at these demonstrations against Africans in Tel Aviv and other parts of Israel and by these right-wing settlers, and they're all wearing ISIL T-shirts and waving the ISIL flag. They even found a bag of ISIL flags. Some gardeners found a bag of ISIL flags, brand new flags that had fallen off a truck in northern Israel. I would suggest that ISIL is an operation that was formulated by the U.S. CIA, the Mossad, and Saudi intelligence in the person of Prince Bandar, and we know how dirty he is, especially his name's all over those missing 28 pages from that Senate Joint Senate Intelligence Report on 9/11. So here are the real enemies of the United States, and we're told by idiots like John McCain that they are our allies. I'm afraid not, because on September 11th, the leading Eastern Christian patriarchs met with President Obama in the White House and told him there was no such thing as Syrian moderate rebels, that his support for the Syrian opposition had led and would lead to deaths amongst Syrian Christians and other minorities. And the same group was then spoken to by Ted Cruz, who's a Christian Zionist. And by the way, many Christians and even Islamic people well-versed in the New Testament told me in Tehran that the idea of Christian Zionism is a heresy to Christian religion. It's a heresy to the teachings of Jesus and what is in the New Testament, and there's no place in Christianity. You can't be a Zionist and a Christian at the same time. So I have news for people like Ted Cruz. He better make a decision on what he wants to be. He can't be both. And I would even suggest he can't be president. He was born in Canada. So his rhetoric is not helpful to this debate we see about what's going on in the Middle East right now.
We have a story here out of BBC News. Turkey allows Syria rebel training. Turkey has agreed to allow moderate Syrian rebels to be trained on its soil, the US says, in its bid to combat the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. We've also got Saudi Arabia training those so-called moderate rebels. We've got the United States sending them more money, more arms. And yet we know that these arms, in many cases, fell directly into the hands of ISIS, and in fact those so-called moderate rebels defected to and joined up with ISIS and gave them those arms that they had received from the likes of Jordan, Qatar and Saudi Arabia in addition to Turkey. So Wayne, I mean, to what extent is the US policy in Syria of destabilizing the Assad regime responsible for the growth of ISIS?
Absolutely connected to the growth of ISIL or ISIS, or as the Arabs call it, Daesh. This group, first of all, we know that McCain, with this fake PhD, Elizabeth Obagi, went into Syria last year and met with al-Baghdadi, the head of ISIS. Their picture was taken with him. And they're trying to dance around this issue. But these ISIL guys are basically paid for by the Qataris and the Saudis. As a matter of fact, this coalition of Obama is a joke, because we're told that Saudi and Emirati and Qatari and Bahraini pilots are flying missions against this group in Iraq and Syria, when in fact I was told by a Syrian who was in Tehran with me that huge packages of cash have arrived in ISIL hands in Aleppo in Syria, complete with the Saudi and Qatari bank stamps on the wrappers around the cash. So this has to be the first time that we've seen a military attack groups that they're also financing. Their home governments are financing. The whole thing's a ruse. I'm afraid that the U.S. is not attacking ISIL positions. It's attacking Syrian military positions, Assad positions. For example, the U.S. claims it attacked the city of Raqqa in eastern Syria. It was 2 days after ISIL forces left the city. So we see this time. The U.S. also attacked a Syrian Air Force base that had not been taken over by ISIL. It was in the hands of the Syrian Air Force. I would suggest that either Obama is lying to the American people, or his own military and intelligence services are not telling him what's going on the ground over there. Perhaps he should send private emissaries over there. As I was in Tehran, he should send people to Damascus and to Tehran and to Beirut and find out himself what's going on over there. Those Eastern Christian patriarchs certainly told him, and he seemed surprised when they said, oh, there's no such thing as Syrian moderate rebels. He seemed surprised at that. And this guy's supposed to be intelligent, and he's surprised by that. I'm surprised that he's surprised.
We'll be back with Wayne Madsen after the break. We're going to get into the beheading videos, which of course have aroused suspicion. They've served as a perfect propaganda tool for airstrikes on ISIS, and yet we're told they're being produced by ISIS militants. Also going to go to your calls for Wayne Madsen on ISIS, Ebola and more. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer any more.
live on the Alex Jones Show. We're talking to Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist and NSA whistleblower. Talking about ISIS, here we have a story out of Infowars.com, Kurt Nimmo. ISIS now capable of downing airliners at Baghdad airport. The U.S. embassy in Baghdad may soon fall prey to ISIS. They have the area surrounded, and they're armed with anti-aircraft missiles, thanks to our friends the Saudi Arabians. Once again, we're going to get into Saudi Arabia's alliance with Israel, according to Wayne Madsen, coming up later in the show. But I just wanted to ask Wayne about these beheading videos. We had another hostage video, supposedly produced by ISIS yesterday, of the British journalist John Cantlie. Wayne, you know, given that these videos, they only seem to bolster the case for U.S. military expansion in the region. They bolster the case for airstrikes targeting ISIS. Very emotional propaganda. Again, a lot of questions have been asked about these videos. Should we be suspicious as to their origin, given previous examples of so-called Al-Qaeda videos, which lead back to the Pentagon?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it seems like these videos are quote-unquote discovered by an organization in Washington that I've been looking at for a number of years called the Search for International Terrorist Entities, or SITE. It's actually run by an Israeli-Iraqi-American named Rita Katz. And listen, they were the ones who discovered a lot of these fake Bin Laden videos, and now they're discovering these beheading videos. I'm not suggesting that these people who have been killed ostensibly by beheading are not dead, but I think it's somewhat questionable as to whether they actually were beheaded live. And the whole thing looks like a bad grade B movie. And I think there's been some video forensics people who have looked at these videos and determined that there's a lot of fakery involved with their production. But, you know, after we saw the U.S. CIA compound stormed in Benghazi after the production of that trailer called The Innocence of Muslims, which was involved a lot of the dodgy people in Los Angeles, including those in the porn industry. You have to wonder, where are these videos coming from? What is the intention? And are they what they are purported to be? I have serious doubts about whether these videos are in fact showing beheadings. Although I must say, I believe that those hostages are probably dead, unfortunately.
I mentioned Saudi Arabia earlier regarding their arming of ISIS with anti-aircraft missiles. You've got a new book out, The Star and the Sword, which alleges this alliance between Saudi Arabia and Israel, which was intimately involved in plotting the 9/11 attacks. So give us a rundown of some of that evidence and how this came to fruition regarding the connection to 9/11, Saudi Arabia and Israel.
Well, when I was actually on the trail of the perps behind 9/11, the one issue that came up is, you know, I was looking at the location of the 19 alleged hijackers. I was also looking at the location of about 120 Israeli art students. They weren't really art students. They were obviously intelligence officers and agents over here in the months leading up to 9/11. That they were identified in a Drug Enforcement Administration report as being involved in some sort of intelligence operation in the United States. I was looking at the fact that they and the 19 hijackers were living in the same locations in places like Hollywood, Florida, Irving, Texas, near Dallas-Fort Worth Air International Airport, in North Jersey, very close to New York City, in places like Jersey City, for example, outside of Washington, D.C., and Laurel, Maryland, and other locations. And the problem was, was it the case where the Israelis were monitoring the hijackers? And if so, why didn't they inform us? Obviously, knowing the relationship, the close relationship between Saudi Arabia and Israel, one that has existed since after, it predates Israel itself. When the first modern Saudi king, Ibn Saud, sent a letter to Chaim Weizmann, the head of the World Zionist Organization, saying, look, we have no problem, we Sauds, with you establishing a homeland for the Jewish people and the British Mandate of Palestine. It starts from there, and obviously this was not a case where the Israelis were monitoring those hijackers. They were providing material support and cover for those.
We'll be back after the break with more from Wayne Manson, taking your calls, Infowars.com. Keep it locked in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Back live on the Alex Jones Show, going to your calls for Wayne Madsen here in a minute. Just before the break, Wayne was talking about the connection between Israel, Saudi Arabia, and 9/11. Wayne, just finish up your thoughts on that subject, the alliance, the involvement in 9/11.
Well, you know, what people would say, well, why would Saudi Arabia support 9/11? Because, you know, 15 of the 19 alleged hijackers were Saudi nationals. But we've seen this time and time again. The Saudi Arabians have, of course, paid bin Laden off not to attack the kingdom. And the, all of Saudi Arabia's national security infrastructure is geared to one thing, protection of the royal family. And they, and Israel and Saudi Arabia always have had common enemies. And the big one right now is Iran, where I just returned from. Even Saudi Arabia has provided basing agreements and forward location storage areas for Israeli weapons in the event Israel decides to strike Iran and their alleged nuclear facilities, which I basically ascertain there is no nuclear weapons program in Iran. The CIA was right in 2003 when they made that determination, and that determination is still valid. And anything Netanyahu says to the contrary is just typical propaganda from him and people who support him and his government. But the Saudis, the Qataris, the Bahrainis, the Emiratis, and the Israelis all have the same common enemy. And ISIL is not going to stop at the Iranian-Iraqi border. There already are reports that ISIL units are inside Iran and that they're cooperating with these MEK, Mujahideen-e Khalq terrorists that were once supported by the U.S. and Iraq. And they, of course, are supported by leading neocons like Richard Perl and Rudy Giuliani. So here again, we see the same players involved, the same people that benefited from 9/11 now benefiting from this ISIL rampage across the Middle East and the total destruction of the modern Arab nation states, which is has always been in the interest of Saudi Arabia to get rid of the secular governments of Iraq and Syria. And, of course, Iran is next on that list. And also the Israelis, who always wanted to see Arabs kill Arabs and Muslims kill Muslims, because that blood, they actually profit when there's that kind of bloodshed.
So basically, ISIS are pawns that they can move around the globe, move around the Middle East to justify military intervention.
They're not even Muslims. They claim they're Muslims. They claim they're establishing a caliphate. As a matter of fact, I spoke to representatives of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Hezbollah in Tehran, and all three groups stated that this ISIL is not Islamic, and they consider them to be an enemy of these groups. And for Netanyahu to suggest that Hamas and ISIL are the same thing, he's lying again. The only thing that man knows how to do is lie. If we wanted allies to fight ISIL, if Obama wants a real coalition, we should make peace with Assad and join him and the government of Iran, and then also supply weapons to Hamas, Hezbollah, and Islamic Jihad, because they will go in and wipe these guys clean if we were to. But that's not that, you know, that's my dream team to get rid of ISIL. But of course, it's not going to happen because our foreign policy has been hijacked by external interests that do not have the national security concerns of this country first at hand.
Okay, we're going to go to your calls now. Gennaro in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Paul. Thank you, David and Wayne, for taking my call. You know, a couple of things. You hear the FBI director, James Comey, criticizing Apple and Google about developing encryption to secure so secure that even police and the NSA can't even access. I mean, I just think that is the most ludicrous, absurd statement to make, especially on the heels of the iCloud photo scandal. It's obvious that, like you said, David, that was a smokescreen because Apple needs to sell their products. And he, Tim Cook, came out and admitted and said, you know, oh, our phones are so secure, the iOS 8, we can't even give your information out. I mean, Wayne, my question for you is, regardless of any kind of encryption, if the NSA or the government wants to get your information, they're going to get it. And I'm sure that they have very sophisticated ways of getting it wirelessly. They're not going to need, you know, a warrant to go and get information from Apple or Google. So what is your comment on that?
Yeah, this is a battle I fought with other privacy advocates back in the 90s. Some people may recall the Clinton administration's plan to implement something called the Clipper chip, where you would be able to encrypt your data, but you would have to give your encryption key over to the government, who would then share it with NSA or the FBI if they had a court order. That we didn't believe that was the mechanism they were going to use. And this is, Comey is just like Louis Freeh was back in those battles in the 90s. They do not want encryption used by private citizens or businesses, because they want to have real-time access to encrypted communications without going through any steps. But you're right. NSA, given enough time, they're building this huge supercomputer at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, by the way, that will be able to decrypt anything within probably seconds. But if they want it, they're going to get it. But the people that are penalized, as you suggest, not that I, you know, I'm interested in the bottom line of Google or Apple, but it does hurt their foreign sales when there are these restrictions placed on encryption, and also their domestic sales for people that are worried about their private data being compromised. And I had to laugh. I was recently looking at some ads inside the D.C. Metro, and they were advertising government clouds. Like, that's some sort of security for these government agencies. It was AT&T, actually, that was advertising it. I can't think of anything more ludicrous than a government putting its sensitive data in a cloud. I can't believe anybody would put their sensitive data in a cloud.
Thanks for the call. Also, Wayne, there was a comment by Google's Eric Schmidt a couple of days ago. He gave a speech saying that basically NSA surveillance threatens to break the internet. Now, this was the same guy who said, if you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. I mean, is it a sign that the NSA surveillance has so destabilized the very structure of the internet that even people like Eric Schmidt are now paranoid that it could break the entire World Wide Web?
Well, perhaps maybe Eric Schmidt should have discussed this with Keith Alexander at the several Bilderberg meetings they attended together. Maybe he should have expressed his concerns then before this got out of hand. But, yeah, it's typical. These CEOs from the Silicon Valley companies and all these other high-tech companies, at first they defend NSA, or at least they don't say anything critical of them, and then they find out, oh my God, it's worse than I thought. But, you know, I mean, yeah, he had more than enough opportunity to make these concerns known personally to Alexander, and I'm sure he will in the future when Alexander's replacement, Admiral Mike Rogers, attends these same conclaves. It seems like Bilderberg loves to have the NSA director at all their meetings these days. So let Schmidt and the other these other high-tech gurus complain to them in person at the next one.
JJ in Texas, you're on the air with Wayne Manson. Go ahead, JJ.
Hey, Mr. Manson, good to talk to you today. How's it going over there?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have a comment about 9/11 since that came up. Isn't it strange that our government flew out the family of the wanted hijacker behind 9/11, Osama bin Laden, and all his family got to fly out? Isn't that a false flag there, number one? And number two, isn't it true that Pakistan's intelligence is called ISI?
Yes.
Now, is there any correlation between ISIS and Pakistan?
That's not determined, except one thing I discovered in Iran, that we now know that ISIL is crossing over the Iraqi border into Iran using some kind of open smuggling routes in the Kurdish area in the northern part of Iran, where a lot of stuff that's basically illegal in Iran is smuggled by mostly Armenian businessmen, things like beer, for example, and that ISIL's using these same smuggling routes to get their people across. At the same time, Pakistan, there's a group there called Jundallah, which is a Baluchi terrorist group that's supported by the United States. Depending on what day of the week it is and how much money is being paid off by the CIA, this Jundallah will make forays into Iran and commit terrorist attacks. Now, Pakistan sometimes cracks down on this group, and that's ISI, that's the Pakistani Intelligence Service. But other times, if they're paid off, they leave this group alone. So that's the only. But you can see the problem. If ISIL attack goes into Iran from the west, and Jundallah decides to go in from the east, that's sort of a pincer action. And then with the MEK active also on the border, obviously we could see this situation spreading to Iran in a very bad way. As far as the bin Laden family was flown out of the United States, so there wasn't really we were told there was this no-fly policy. There were a lot of planes flying after 9/11 we weren't told about, one of which was the 747 that took the bin Laden family and dropped them off in Paris and Geneva. And they flew in from various locations around the country. We protected Bin Laden's family, but we did very little to protect the first responders who have died and are very sick in New York and Washington, D.C.
JJ, thanks for the call. Vac in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead, Vac. Vac's gone. We've got Tom in New Jersey. You're on the air, Tom. Go ahead.
Good day, Mr. Madison and Mr. Watson. My question, Mr. Madison, is the Mr. Duncan in Dallas, Texas. They're calling him Patient Zero, but Patient Zero happened last year in December in Guinea, I believe. It was a 2-year-old boy. The origin of Ebola, they're trying to say, is either, of course, infected animal corpses or fruit bats. But they leave out the last shell, which could be, of course, a 2-year-old boy getting vaccinations.
When they talk about the guy and who died, Mr. Duncan in Texas, as being patient zero, obviously there are now maybe 5,000 people in West Africa who have died of this disease, and I may be lowball in that number. We're not getting, and for Obama to send the military over to deal with a public health issue, I really question whether AFRICOM, which was designed to protect U.S. business interests, oil interests, and other interests in Africa, is well placed to deal with this developing pandemic in West Africa. So one thing the military does do when they go into an area, they tend to keep nosy journalists out. They put an information cone over the area where no independent news goes out. That's what I'm very skeptical and suspicious about with Obama's deployment of troops into West Africa.
Okay, thanks for the call. Yeah, so picking up on that, Wayne, I mean, we've seen Chinese economic expansion in Africa outstripping the U.S. So do you believe that this Ebola outbreak and other so-called crises like that are being used as pretext to send U.S. troops into the region to establish strongholds that will later benefit economically the U.S. military industrial complex in that region?
It could very well be. You know, we're already in there to fight these groups that are active now in West Africa as a result of the neocons' foolhardy project to get rid of Gaddafi in Libya. That just turned out all this weaponry and these jihadists who are now active in Mali and Burkina Faso and Niger and with Boko Haram in Nigeria and Ansar Dine in northern Mali. And other countries. So these American troops are supplementing troops that are already in West Africa. Now, you know, the one country that has provided top shelf medical care to West Africa is Cuba. And we know because of this ridiculous quarantine or boycott we've had against Cuba, they've developed this medical system that is far beyond anything we have in the United States that's affordable. And they have dispatched their doctors to West Africa. And so Cuba dispatches top quality doctors and we send the military in. I mean, you just got to wonder who's in charge of things in Washington, D.C. And the people in West Africa know that that they see these Cuban doctors are getting, they're going to start getting the best medical care available. And I don't care what Ileana Ross Lettinen and her gang of Gusanos in South Florida have to say about it. Those Cubans are needed in West Africa. And we should be using our military planes to fly more Cuban doctors over there.
Switching topics now, Ukraine, I know this is something you've been focusing on in the past. We've seen a kind of quieting of tensions in recent weeks. We've had a ceasefire, Putin withdrawing troops from eastern Ukraine. Do you see that crisis as ebbing away, or is it going to spark back into life here in the near future?
Well, that crisis is now going from sort of the battlefield to the corporate boardrooms throughout Europe and also the Middle East, because winter is now approaching, and this idea of sanctions on Russia, which affects their ability to ship their natural gas and other energy supplies to Western Europe is really starting to impact on Western Europe. And we've already seen unemployment rise in Germany as a result of this ill-conceived sanctions against Russia. Where French farmers are now dumping their produce that they would normally sell to Russia in town squares. And all we get from François Hollande, the French president, is more talk about more EU sanctions. Look, that was a coup d'etat in Kiev by a bunch of neo-Nazis and fascists. It was Victoria Nuland at the State Department who promoted that. And now we have a German news report that the Ukrainian army, they wear helmets with swastikas and SS symbols on them. I mean, this is, no wonder Russia doesn't, you do something like that, and Russia remembers what happened in World War II. You know, 25 million Soviet citizens lost their lives as a result of the German Nazi attack on Russia. And to have Ukrainian troops wearing Nazi helmets going in to kill Russian-speaking people in eastern Ukraine, I would have reacted as much as Putin did. And he secured that Russian base in Crimea, where there's a majority Russian population. We would have done the same thing if one of our overseas military bases were put in jeopardy. He took that base without firing a shot. Nobody died. Of course, if we did it, we'd do shock and awe, and we'd kill a lot of civilians. So who's the more civilized person here?
Okay, coming up after the break, your calls for Wayne Madsen, 1-800-259-9231. Stay right there, InfoWars.com.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. FakeTV, the burglar deterrent.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wayne Madsen, going to go to another of your calls here in a minute. But the great line of health products at Infowars.com continues to impress. And now we've got X2. With all the madness going on in the world, you need to get your supply of Ultra Strength Survival Shield X2. This is nascent iodine. And of course, I take iodine back home. It tastes like absolute garbage. This doesn't have that bad taste that's associated with many of the common iodine solutions on the market. It's time to get prepared with Survival Shield X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours at InfoWarsLife.com and store it in your preparedness pack or home cabinet. Of course, iodine protects against radiation exposure. It's also got many other health benefits, purifies your system. And the X2 solution is available at InfoWarsLife.com. Final call for Wayne Madsen. It's Julio in Wyoming. Julio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to both, Wayne. Been a big fan of yours for a while. It's also nice to see my former senator, Mark Kirk, have some nice comments for you. Wayne Madsen, he had some positive things to say about you, so it's nice to see Mark Kirk showing his true colors. I want to ask you, I've spoken to you about this before, about how big blackmail is and how so many of these political actors are, you know, pretty much hold to a noose because of blackmail. Then we know our good friend Barry Satoro and his relationships with Mr. Sinclair or Reggie Love. All of these actors are blackmailed. Can you elaborate on that? And secondly, Vice Media. I know you've written so many articles on your website about Vice, and you know they have Uncle Rupert's money as well as Uncle George's money, Soros and Murdoch. Behind it, they covered Ukraine. You talked about the neo-Nazis. It's not surprising Vice Media would support what was happening in Ukraine when Senator McCain openly spoke at the Brookings Institute with Senator Murphy of Connecticut about a technocracy in Ukraine. And we know how technocratic regimes in Greece and Italy have worked thus far. So can you elaborate on those two issues?
Yeah, on Vice, of course, that's also involves Bill Maher, who produces their program on HBO. And I just would caution people about the news reports coming out of North Korea about the status of Kim Jong-un. Don't believe them, because a lot of them are being filtered through Vice. And then, you know, they were the ones who accompanied Dennis Rodman over there on his trip. Take whatever they say with a grain of salt. We know that Bill Maher is an Islamophobe. We know that. Thank God Ben Affleck called him and that other clown, Sam Harris, out on their Islamophobia on the Maher program. Vice, not to be believed. That it's more trash journalism on blackmail. Oh, yes, absolutely. You mentioned McCain. And what do they got on this guy? I mean, obviously, he's blackmailed three ways from Sunday. They know he was singing like a canary to his North Vietnamese captors. For 6 months, he was giving operational schedules for U.S. attack flights into North Vietnam. He also was responsible for the terrible fire on the USS Forrestal that killed over 200 naval personnel. And he was the first guy taken off because they knew he was responsible because of his hotshot antics. They called him Johnny Wet Start because he would flame his engine out as a form of hazing, and he caused that catastrophe. So, yeah, they got that on him, and they got a lot of other stuff on McCain. He's just one of many. Mark Kirk, look, I reported it came out after his marriage went on the rocks, and he was, of course, that he was a well-known homosexual in Illinois.
We'll be back after the break with Wayne Madsen. I'm going to take one more call. Stay tuned. This is Infowars.com. Keep it locked in.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.